Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to try out one of the myriad challenges floating around on the internet. These short-term guided projects are a great way to get new ideas, and that is true whether you stick with the projects or not. Around the start of the new year, many self-help experts run challenges. I signed up for a lot of these: the Frugal Woods Uber Frugal Month, Apartment Therapy's January Cure, Jeremy Anderberg's Big Read. I ran my own time tracking challenge during the first week of January, as I do every year. I joined another mother runner's Mini Happy Miles Club. Now, I will admit that I have a business reason for all this. I like to see how other people do email marketing and their courses. But I find it fun personally, too, because these challenges or day-by-day plans are also a very easy way to shake things up and get some new ideas. For instance, the Mini Happy Miles program sent me a suggested workout for a recent Monday morning that involved doing hill repeats. Now, I plan to run from 8 to 8:45 a.m. anyway, so I decided to do a slightly different route than my usual default loops and run up and down a hill located next to a nearby nature preserve. I did that four times. It was a little out of the ordinary on a wet winter morning, but I quite enjoyed it. More importantly, I remember it. This time didn't slip through my fingers. I probably wouldn't have tried a different run without the suggestion. Now, I should be clear here. I am not doing all the suggested workouts. In some cases, with the challenges, I'm not planning to do many of the suggested activities at all. For instance, I'm pretty frugal already, so I am not going to argue with my husband that he needs to comparison shop for eggs at three different grocery stores. However, in the Frugal Woods case, the Uber Frugal Month Challenge links to old blog posts from, say, 2015, that I never would have dug up on my own. And these can be still entertaining to read, and more upbeat and interesting to read, while I'm feeding a baby, than, oh, coronavirus headlines. Since many challenges are free or at least relatively cheap, they can be worth it, even if you get one good idea or get motivated to do something that you might not have done otherwise. Maybe you finally sort through that bin of old mittens or that overflowing junk drawer. Maybe you set up automated transfers to your retirement account. Well, that would be a huge win. Or maybe, like me, you just try a different workout. Now, I would caution that for all of this, you have to know yourself. I am perfectly happy to pick and choose from anything people tell me to do, guilt-free. But if you know that you are going to feel bad if you don't do absolutely everything you are told to do in a challenge, then you should either skip these sorts of programs or choose just one to focus on at any given point. That way, you don't get overwhelmed. No one is going to clean out their entire apartment, save thousands of dollars, finish a new training program, and read War and Peace all at the same time. Or if you do, you should be hosting this podcast, not me. But if you're willing to take what you like and leave the rest, then there is very little to lose. So why not ask friends for suggestions or watch to see if people mention challenges on your favorite websites? You just might light a fire under yourself to go further with a project. Or hey, you might find a running route that you'd be willing to run again. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.